Okay, today's daf Yud Ches. We're actually on the top of Yud Ches. Second line from the top. Today's shiur is sponsored by Marcel and Tammy Shaman. Lila Nishmas Yisrael Isser Ben Sion Ben Yaakov, whose yahrzeit is today, and today's learning should be an aliyah for the neshama. Okay, so we ended off yesterday saying that Abaya, we'll get to Abaya in a minute. Before we get to Abaya, so we're holding now by the Ella. The Ella is the Tanya of Chiyah Bar Ami. Chiyah Bar Ami is going to try to bring a proof that an Arusa gets a ksuva anyway. An Arusa is a woman who's married to you. However, there are many halachos that don't apply to an Arusa. We all learn that it's just a wife like everybody else. Just a wife like everybody else, right? Not so simple. An Arusa, what's an Arusa? Basically, it's a wife without chuppah, not living together. That's what it is. Many halachas don't apply by an Arusa. And here we go. Arusa, Midatani, Vela Matan Rav Chiyah Bar Ami. Ishto Arusa. If a wife is an Arusa, in other words, you had Erusin, but you never had Nisuin. Lo Onein, there's no din of Aninas. If she dies, you're allowed to, there's no din of Aninas. Rashi says, it's in terms of the Issa of eating Achilles Kodjim. Okay? An Onein is not allowed to eat Kodjim. You don't have that halacha. Are you going to sit shiva? Probably you are going to sit shiva. But the din of aninas regarding kachim doesn't apply. V'lo matamala. If you're a kohen, you don't have to become tamei for her. Normally, you have to become tamei for your relatives, not for her. V'chein hi, also she, lo onenes. Let's say you die, the husband dies. All they had was erusin. There's no din of aninas for her. Also, v'lo matamalo. She doesn't become tamei for him. Now that's a controversial statement. Because why is it controversial? She's allowed to go to the funeral. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, look at this Rashi, Volomatamilo, Lav Misham Kahuna Ka'amar. This has nothing to do with being a Kohen. Why? There ain't Kohenes Muteres ala Tuma. There's no dinning of Tuma by females. Female Kahanim have no reason not to become Tame. It doesn't apply by them. Doesn't apply by them. Dichsiv, b'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron, v'lo b'nos Aaron. So what's going on here? Ella, eina zekuka litama lo, lo kahenes, v'lo yisraelis. Shem mitzvah lis asek b'shiva meisei, mitzvah hamum b'parsha. What Rashi's saying is, she has no obligation. Normally, let's say a Kohen, for example. A Kohen is, his brother dies. He says, I don't want to become Tomei. I'm such a tzaddik. You don't have an option. It's not optional. Only Kohen Gadol, right? It's not optional. We'll make you Tomei. So she says, I don't want to become Tomei for whatever reason. So you can't force her. Why? No dinam of Tumah. They're married. Dechsev lo yitama v'tanya lo yitami mitzvah. Vim lo rotza, and if not, she doesn't want to. Do it anyway. There was once a guy, Yosef Kohen, he didn't want to become Tomei. Forced him anyway. Rashi in Yevamos gives another answer that we're talking about Tumah before a regel. Then every Jew has a did not to become Tomei. Otherwise you can't go to the Beis HaMikdash. And maybe that's what she didn't want to do. It's also Shver. Okay. Anyway, Mesa, if she dies, Ena Yarsha. He doesn't inherit her. Why doesn't he inherit her? Because they're not really married. I mean, they're married. But if they want a divorce, you have to give her a get. But Yerusha comes with Nisuin. Mace, who? If he dies, Govek Suvaza. She collects a Suva. So what do you see? There's a Suva by Erison. What? I'm reading you a Brisa. There's a Suva by Erison. So says the Gemara, what kind of right is that, Bryson? Dilma, maybe the Kosovo, he wrote one. You're trying to tell me that there's one built in? Yes, but every marriage is a built in suva. Whether or not you write one, she's going to collect. Not from Erison. Erison, you know, listen, he really wants it. He wrote a suva for Erison. Nobody else does that. He did it. That's all it means. V'chitema de Kosovo maila memra. And if you want to tell me, so he wrote it. What's the chiddush on that? You can obligate yourself to do anything in this world. You can promise to the moon. Right? So what do you mean? So what kind of chiddush is that? The Gemara says, no. Mesa ain't a yarsh itzrichalei. The reason why this, it was written, you're right, it's not a chiddush. But once we're writing that a mesa ain't a yarsha, that if she dies, he does not inherit her. So we throw in, by the way, you could also write up a shtar, a ktuva, even though you only had eretim. You could do that. Ela Abaya. Now, Ela Abaya, rather Abaya, Migufa Demasnis and Kahadrabe. Abaya retracted because of the Mishnah itself. What's going on here? Rabbi Yochanan yesterday said, that claiming that you paid a Maisa Bezdin, right, outside of court is not valid. Somebody comes with a shtar that was muchzak in Bezdin, and you say, oh, I paid that. We don't believe you. Right? That's what he said yesterday. It starts on Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar B'yochan HaToein Achar Maisa Bezdin. Lo Amar Klum. Don't say, that's nothing. Right? We don't believe you. Then Abaya said, my time of why? Because call Maisa Bezdin, Kiman Denokat Shtar B'yadei Dami. Right? Any Maisa Bezdin, it's as if you have a shtar. Where's the proof you paid? Since you say you paid already, without proof, we don't believe you. Says Abaya, big deal. We know that already. Right? Amalei Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yochanan, v'lo Mishnah Seder Hizu. Isn't that a Mishnah? It's a Mishnah. Hotziya ged v'eini moksuva, go v'ksuva. She collects the ksuva. Why? To Maisa Bezdin. So Amar Abaya, what's the chiddush in that? How is that a raya? B'makom she'ein kosvin ksuva askinan. We're talking about a case where there is no ksuva, there is no Maisa Bezdin, the get becomes the ksuva. Right? But if there's a place where they would write a ksuva, then she has to have the ksuva, and if not, not. In other words, he argued on Rabbi Yochanan's point about whether or not a taina on a Maisa Bezdin is valid. He argued. Then Abaya retracted. Then Abaya says, you know what, I thought it over, I'm wrong. Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. If you claim a Maisa Bezdin outside of Bezdin, lo amar klum. Right? Now, why did he retract? Why did he retract? Here's why he retracted. Not because it didn't ksuva. We just said, there is no ksuva by Erithin. Why did he retract? Because of the Mishnah itself. The Esol Kedaitach, if you think that b'makom she'ein kosvin ksuva askinan, that we're talking about a situation where there is no ksuva, the get hainu ksuva, and the get is the ksuva. Also get mana masayim tifei? Does the get say, a get says how much money's in the ksuva? 100, 200? A get doesn't say a word about that. A get doesn't say a word about a ksuva. All a get does is divorce her. We know that every woman has a ksuva, so that get act will act as the ksuva. Doesn't say anything else in there, right? So how does a get show that a ksuva wasn't paid? How does a get show that? Right? Since a get cannot show that a ksuva wasn't paid, right? That's going to be his taina. Now we're going to ask 5 questions on it, but it's going to stick. Since a get cannot show that a ksuva wasn't paid, right? In other words, right. Since a get, let's say it again. It took me so long to figure this out. The Esol Kedaitach, the B'makom She'ein Kosvin Ksuva Askinan. They were talking about a case where there is no ksuva. What happened? A woman walks into bed and says, I have a get. You have a ksuva? No, I don't have one. But I have a get. Therefore, I wasn't paid my ksuva. The husband says, no, I paid it. We said yesterday, we don't believe him. Right? We don't believe him. Now, the Esol Kedaitach, B'makom She'ein Kosvin Ksuva Askinan, the get hainu ksuva, ought to get mono masayim tzivve? Does the get say anything in there about amounts? Doesn't say a word. Right? Doesn't say a word. The chi tema, wait a minute. Kivu the tzakina rabbanon lemigvale. Since the rabbanon allow a ksuva, and there's such a concept of a ksuva, so command the kasev beidami, It's as if it's written in there. Right? Like I said, it's automatic. It's automatic. Litor v'leah parati. Why can't the husband say, I paid it. I paid it. Why can't he say that? You know why he can't say it? Because we don't believe him. The chid tell me, you know what? We tell the guy, wait a minute. Eat parati if you paid it back. Eat by a little mikri. You should have ripped it up. What are you doing? Nobody does that in their right mind. So nobody keeps the document after they pay it off. Can't keep that get around. Amr Lan, he says back, Lo Shafzikun. She didn't let. Amr, she says, Ba'ina La'an Tzuve Be'. I need this get to get remarried. No one's going to remarry me without a get. That's not an answer. We tell her, we're going to rip up the get. But, we're right on the other side of the get. We take a piece of paper. We ripped up the get, lady. Not because it's a possible get. We didn't want to cut the second time. We don't keep coming back into different bezin.
Write a receipt.
That's exactly what we're saying. Write a receipt.
Instead of ripping up our guests.
Okay, same. Ain't a chanami. By the way, today, we rip up guests right away. Today, they rip up the, immediately after the get is getting, they destroy it. Today. They give you a receipt. The reason they destroy it is because they don't want anyone making a problem with it. They don't want this woman's going to be hanging around. She'll get remarried, and then some wise guy's going to come into the house, see the get. That get's what he gave you? That's puzzle. We don't want that to happen, so they rip it up.
But there's a receipt given.
Same idea. There's a receipt given. So she can't, right? I'm not marrying you. Where's your get? Right? No, I have a receipt from the business. Good. Fine. Very good. So the Gemara says, what? Are you called a Megavi or Vedina Megavi? What, every time there's a payment back of a debt, it's done invested? But every time there's a lawsuit? Not every time. Sometimes, there's no fighting. So what do you mean? That's never happened. Right? I did the whole thing, back and forth. No, the husband went to the wife and said, listen, I'm divorcing you. Here's a check for the ksuva. We'll go to the bezdin. We'll get a divorce. If the right you receive, you go get remarried, have a happy life. Not everything has to be so contentious. Therefore, why can't the husband say, I paid back? He's not believed. You know why? Because we don't believe you when it's a mitzvah bezdin. Therefore, Abaye retracted. Okay? Okay, we finished a very, very, very difficult week of Daf Yomi. And now today actually gets a little easier. Ready? So it was a rough week. Matzah Gita, right? We still don't understand how a guy could illegally sell something to somebody else, then buy it legitimately. Okay. Then we need Chazara. But here we go. Next. Brand new Mishnah, brand new topic. Matzah Gita Nashim. You're walking down the street, you see a get on the floor. A Gita Nashim. Or Vishikhuri Abadim. Or a guy freed his heaven. Or Daitaki. Or a will. So basically it's a will. It's instructions how you want your assets divided up. Like in halacha, there's no such thing as a will. I mean, the Torah, there's no such thing as a will. Midrabban is such a concept, a daitaki. Right? Now, I don't want that son getting that land. I want the other one getting it. Okay, you can do that. Matana, or a document of that a gift was given, or vishovrin, or receipts. Hare ze lo yachzer. Don't return any of that. None of that gets returned. Why? Shani Omer, because I say, Kosvin Hayu, they were written, obviously written, I found it on the floor, but Vinimlach Alayan, Shalo Litnan, the guy changed his mind not to give it. He wrote up a thing to divorce his wife, he never gave it to her. You're going to give it to her? Can't give it to her. Oh, why can't you give it to him? So everyone asked that question. The reason is because we're afraid, you're going to see, we're afraid that it's not his, and it's other people with the same name. That's what we're afraid of. If he wants to divorce her, he could say, well, give it to her right now, no? Give it to her right now. You're right. I dropped it on. I was on the way, and I dropped it. Luckily you found it. Right? Give it to her right now. So we're afraid it's not really his. Why? Other people with the same names. Okay? Says the Gemara, Taima, the whole reason why you can't give this get to her is because the Nimlach. Shelo nit litnan. He changed his mind and decided, I'm not going to divorce her. Okay? Ha'amar tenu. But what if he would say, okay, give it to her. Give it to her. Ha'amar tenu. If he would say, give it to her. Right? Nostin. We would give it. Vafilu zman meruva. Even if it was 3 years later. Right? If it was man meruva, even if it's a long time, give it to her. Okay, so we'll change the date. We'll change the date. We'll cross out the date. We'll write today's date. 6 months it's been lying here. No one found it. You know what? You're right. I want to do it right now. It's mashma, it's okay. We're going to see in Anamad Beis if it's really mashma like that. Right now the Gemara assumes it's mashma like that. The only reason why you can't give it is because maybe he changed his mind. But if he's stamping his feet, no, I want a divorce, I can't stand her. Right now, go give it.
If you don't give it back, you can give it.
What?
You don't give it back.
Ah, but it's a mashma that if he would say, I want a divorce her anyway, we would give it back to him. Okay? Now, that's going to be a problem. It's all, the Gemara will explain the answer. You'll see it makes sense. Verminu, wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's a problem with that. Because in getting real, it's the opposite. Hamevi get, if someone sends a shliach with a get, v'avad haymena, he loses it. He lost it. Matzal alter, if he finds it right away, he walks into bed, and bed says, what are you doing here? He says, I'm here to give a get for a woman. Yeah, where is it? I brought it from my, I'm a shliach, I have the, where is it? It's right here in my pocket. Hey, where is it? Oh, it's over there, I just dropped it. Right? If that happens, la'alter immediately finds it, kosher, good, imlav, and if not, puzzle, it's no good. But we just said, in our case, that if it's not la'alter, if it's an hour later or 6 months later, it's good. The Mishnah Gittin says only right away is no good. What's going on here? What's going on? Amarava, lokasha, not a kasha. Kan means here, but it means there. There, the case in Gittin is talking about b'makom shahashiyaros mituyos. It's a busy place. People are busy, bustling place. Therefore, unless you find it right away, we're afraid it's another get with the same names. Therefore, it's not going to be good. Kan, but over here, but Mokam Shir Shiras Mitzuyos. It's a desert. Nobody's there. So the get sat there for 2 months. Doesn't make a difference. Nobody ever comes to this place. Nobody ever comes here. So we assume it's the same two people, same Adim. So you can give it to her right now. Change the date. No problem. Okay? Make sense? Now, you have to just take that leap of faith that there could be a city with the same people, with the same names. Why is the same names, right? You have to assume that could happen. That's the answer. If it's a busy place, then you have to be afraid it's a different get. If it's not a busy place, there's no chashash. Okay? That's why in Gittin it was a chashash, because it's a busy place. Here, it's not a busy place. I don't know if this would apply nowadays. Oh, we're going to get to Simon later. We're going to get to Simon later. No, nobody writes a get that's pretty.
Oh, just a get.
That people don't do. People are not that weird. Right? I hired a special calligrapher to write the get for you. Right? I don't know if that would go over well. Right, ksuba they do pretty, right. But we're going to have a Simon. I know that's my get. I know, because I have a Simon on it. Because I made a nick in the thing, the letter, so I should know. So don't tell me it's another guy with another guy's name is mine. Not true. We're going to answer that on our base. Now, Fafil v'makam she'arosh mitzuos, even if it's a place where it's busy, and people are constantly running back and forth, even in such a place, only v'hu v'shehuchziku shnei Yosef ben Shimon be'irachas. Only if we know there's two guys with the same name. Only if we know such a thing. Can't just be some crazy chashash. It's got to be two guys with the same name. Rashi says, Rashi also adds, and the wives have the same name. What? That's obviously, right?
And the Adam.
Yeah, and the Adam. We're going to get to that on the base. The Adam are going to say, I only signed one document. What do you want from me? I only signed one document. Right, we're going to get to that on the base. Dilote mahachi, because if you're not going to say that we're talking about a situation where it's muchzak, where we know there are two people with the same names, Kasha Draba Draba. Rabba is going to be inconsistent. Why? Now, who Gavra? There was once a story. I'm sorry, Dahu Gita, there was once a get, the Shtakach Beidina de Rav Huna. They found this get on in the courthouse of Rav Huna, in Rav Huna's Beis Din. And we're going to say that a Beis Din is a busy place. People are constantly back and forth in the Beis Din. They found that someone's walking in the hall, they see a get on the floor. So, Davi Kasav Bey, and it was written on the get, Bishivri Masa, in the town of Shivri, the Al Rechis Nara, next to the river Rachis. Big discussion based on this line. Do you write the river in the get? By Ksuva we do. Right? We'll write in New York by the Hudson River. They always write that. So they always write such a thing. Do you do that in the get? So some say that the reason why they wrote that was that not that it's a chiyuv, but they wanted to do, maybe this, we're going to see, we're afraid there's two shivries. Anyway, they found a get in the floor, and it said, in the town of Shivri, next to the Rachis River, and Amar Rav Huna said, Chayshinan l'shnei shivri. We're choshesh for two shivris. Okay? Maybe there's two shivris. So, just because Yosef is divorcing Rachel from Shivri, and Yosef is standing there and saying, yeah, it's me. How do we know it's him? Could be there's another shivri. What?
That's
what I can count. Right. What? Right. Now look at the top Tosfos. Vim Tomar, Im Kain, if that's true. L'Rav Huna, Heichi Garish called him his ishto. How can anyone divorce his wife? Ever. L'Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, She'enu Muchrach Mitocho. Rav Meir held, we had this in Gittin, that a get has to be Muchrach, that it's you and her that are getting divorced. What? Mochiach, right. Mitocho, Kimid Chashin L'Shin Shivri. There's always, what was Chashin for two Shivris? So what does he mean by that? He means by that is even if there's two shivries, but we're here, we got divorced here, right? In other words, we don't have to come from V.A. Shlomar. Told his answers kivdal huksiku. Since we don't know for sure that there's two people with the same name, have a shaper mochiach mitocho umikol makom kishenafach chashinan. Now only choshev if you drop it. Only if you drop it, we have a problem. If you don't drop it, you could go into town and divorce your wife. No problem. Maybe there's two woodmen in the world. Probably another woodmen in the world. Probably. Right? And especially in America. I wouldn't be surprised. Some who knows where. And two names. Then how can you ever divorce your wife? We don't know it's you. So he says, no, of course we know it's you. The only problem is you dropped it. If you dropped it, the problem. You walk into Beis Din, we have to be choshish for that. I saw another answer okay, fine. Leave it at that. Anyway, he was choshish for two shivris. V'amalei Rav Chista l'Rabba, and Rav Chista said to Rabba, this is the same Rabba, puk ayin ba l'urta, go check out this thing at night, because boy menach Rav Huna, because we're going to ask Rav Huna, like, why is he bustling this way? Nafat dok, he went out and he searched, v'ashkach, and he found the following Mishnah. That's not, it says, kol ma'isa Beis Din, this is, I think, the Mishnah tomorrow. A few days ago. It's in 2 days. Kol ma'isa Beis Din, any ma'isa Beis Din, Hareze Yachzir. Give it back. No problem. If it's a Beis Din, you can give it back. V'ha'ak Beidina de Rav Huna, and Rav Huna's Beis Din is like the Chimakam Shasharis Mitzuyah's dummy. It's a busy place. Bustling with people. So, even though normally we give back a Maisa Beis Din, we can't give it back. Why? Because we're Choshesh. V'ka'pashit Rabba de Yachzir. And Rabba said, no, you can give it back. Rabbi said, it's not a problem, give it back. Alma, what do you see? Why did Rabbi say give it back? Because Rabbi knew that there weren't two people with the same name. So, Ihoksegu Shnei Yosef B'Shimon in, Ilo Lo. Right? That's the difference. Depends if we're Chokzak or not. That's Rabbi Shita. Therefore, Rabbi had to hold, Rabbi had to hold the only time we have this halacha that we're Choshesh for two people with the same name is if we know there are two people with the same name. If we don't know, it's not an issue. Right? So we started off by saying that Rabbah must hold that a case of Huchzak that there's two people with the same name. Because if you don't say that, Rabbah's going to be inconsistent. Because Rabbah held that in that case in Rav Huna's Beis Din, where it was considered a makom that's very busy, and what Rabbah hold? Give it back. Why? Because there's two people with the same name. It doesn't exist. So it comes out, the way that we're trying to explain it, Rabbah has two requirements. In order for this get to be problematic, you have to have two things. First of all, it has to be a busy place. And it has to be a place where we know there's two names. If you have those two things, then there's a problem. Otherwise, only one of those exists, it's not going to be a problem. No, because when you walk into the sofa and you tell them, oh, well, I want to make sure that it's, oh, if it's a distinguishing feature, we charge a lot more. Oh, you know what? Forget it. Right?
No,
one thinks like that.
What?
No one thinks like that. People don't think like that. I don't want to spend the extra money because, you know, but I should, because you know what's going to happen? The same guy down the block with the same name as me, the wife with the same name, he's also going to be divorced and I'm going to drop it and it's going to be a whole shiloh. No one thinks like that.
Right. Can't put a last name or anything?
No. No such thing in halacha. What's the last name?
I don't know. What's
name? Oh, so there's such a concept as nicknames. Which could, last name could be a nickname worse than a nickname. What?
That
they put it in. Right. He's called, right? Whatever. He's called John. Right. They put that in. Yeah. So why is the last name any worse than that?
Who says first
name? Well, I don't know. I don't think they put last names in. I don't know.
What's the downside?
What?
What's the downside of putting in a nickname or a last name?
There's no downside.
Right.
So they have the same last name.
You're a small town.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of
lessons. If things that are far, a little far-fetched, just throw that into the mix as well. It doesn't... Now, and not only that, Ovid Rabba Uvda, Rabba actually paskin this way, Be Kisna de Pumpaditsa Kishmaise. In the, what's Kisna? Flax?
Yes.
In the flax store in Pumpaditsa. Like what? Like what? What do you do? Ikata Amri. Some say, Hecha de Mizavne Kisna. It was in the flax market, okay? V'hu shlo hochziku, and there was no suspicion that two people had the same name. No suspicion like that. Afak after shachir and shayrasa. Even though the flax market's a busy place, booming with people, but since there was no chazaka that two people had the same name, he wasn't choshesh. Ah, it's a busy place. You need both requirements. V'kedem. Others say no. Hecha de taru kitna. It was a place where they soaked the flax. That already nobody goes there. Afagav the Huxaku, even though there was a suspicion there are two people with the same name, but the Loshkicha Shayaros, nobody goes there. Who goes to that place? Only very small number of people go there where they're soaking the flax. What are you going there for? Nobody goes there. So what do you see from here? Clearly, Rabbi has two requirements. Okay? Make sense? Next. Reb Zeira Rami, Masnisan Abraisa. Reb Zeira brought a stira from the Mishnah and a brisa, umeshani, and he answered it. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, this is not our Mishnah, this is the Mishnah in Gittin which we quoted already, hamevi get, if somebody brings a get, v'avar haymenu, and he loses it. Right, he walks in the, he loses it, matzala alter, if he finds it immediately, kosher. It's kosher. V'im lav, and if not, puzzle. It's puzzle. V'remenu, wait a minute. Says Reb Zeira, I have a brisa that's a kasha on that. By the way, if you notice, when it came to Rabba, the Gemara asked the stira from this Mishnah to our Mishnah. Right? Reb Zeira is asking a stira from the Mishnah in Gittin to a brisa. And the Gemara is going to ask, but why didn't Reb Zeira bring a stira from this Mishnah in Gittin to our Mishnah in Bava Metzia? Why did he bring a stira from the Mishnah in Gittin to a brisa? And the answer is going to be because of Yossi's question. So the diuk is not a diuk. That's the Gemara is going to answer that. That's why I said it'll come up. Vermini, wait a minute. I have a brisa that says, not like you. What's the brisa say? Matz get isha b'shuk, if you find a get in the street. So bizman shabal mode, if the Baal admits, yachzil isha, give it to her. Why? Because you have the power to give it to her right now. So, oh yeah, I meant to give that. Give it now. If the Baal does not admit, then lo yachzer. You can't return it to anybody. Lo lozev, lo lozev. Anyway, Ketanim Mias, what does the Brisa say? Bizman shabal mode yachzer isha. When? When does he admit that it's, I really intended for this? What? No, he sent it. He sent it. It never reached her. 6 months later, they call him up. Hey, Mr. Husband, we found this get that says you're divorcing your wife. He says, oh, that you found it. Baruch Hashem, please bring it right over there. Right? Please deliver it immediately. Okay, fine. Or he gave it already. And now we found it in the street. But the point is, he can give it, he has to give it again. Oh, because we're afraid there's two people with the same name. It's not written in Lashma. It's not his. No, he's going to re-give it. Yeah, 100%. He's going to re-give it. He can't wait to... He can't, what? So, but we don't believe him. That feel is man meruba. Even if this assumes, this Bryce assumes, even if it's a long time. How could it be? Our Mishnah says, can't be. If it's a long time, you're not allowed to. I'm sorry. The Mishnah in Gittin said, if it's a long time later, you can't return it. That's a stira between that Mishnah and this Brisa, Umashani. And he answered it, no, the same answer. Kan b'makom sheyarish metzuyos. If it's a busy place, you for sure can't return it. Kan b'makom sheyarish metzuyos. But if it's not a busy place, nobody lives in that place, it's an empty town, he happens to divorce his wife, no problem. Why? What's the chashash? What's the chashash? If it's an empty town, there's no chashash. Then David, when he says, I want a divorce, we believe him. Okay? Ikad Yomri, some say, v'hu shehuchziku, if we know that there are other people in the town with the same names, delona heder, don't return it. V'hainu rabba, that's exactly what Rabba said. Ikad Yomri, others said, no, afagav delo huchziku, even if it's not huchzak, lona heder, don't return it. And that's obviously Upligi to Rabba, that argues on Rabba. Now the Gemara asks the question, Bishlomo Rabba, Lomo Kerub Zera, I understand why Rabba did not ask like Rav Zera, Masnitzin, Alimalei Lakshuye. A Mishnah is stronger than a Brisa. You show me a Brisa, I'm not impressed with a Brisa. A Mishnah is much stronger. The fact that there's a steer between Baba Metzia and Gittin, that's very, very compelling. Rashi says a fascinating thing. Rashi says, Masnisan Alimalei Lakshuye. The Mishnah is stronger. Why? Mishum dehi ikr. Because a Mishnah is ikr. If that's so true, that a Mishnah is ikr. V'yesh tema kishesosro zu, v'tzarech lachzar sheyiz yashavu. And if there's a stira between the two, we have to figure out that stira. The ilu braisa, but a braisa, yesh lomer ain't a ikr. We could say it's not so ikr. Rebbe lo shana, Reb Chiya min Ayalon. Rebbe didn't learn it, so who made Reb Chiya? Who made Reb Chiya so special that he learned all the braises? If Rebbe didn't learn it, right? If Rebbe didn't learn it, then Reb Chiya we're not so impressed with. They all ask him, Rashi, why did Rashi have to say all that? Why couldn't he just say that Reb Yehuda Nasi compiled all the Mishnayot, so he can't be sosur himself? So if he says two anonymous statements, it has to be reconciled. Why is he bashing Reb Chiya? Right? Not ikker. You don't have to say all that. Now the Gemara does say that a Mishnah is stronger than a Braisa. What does that mean? That means it's more authoritative. Right? A Tana or an Amora was required to know every Mishnah. But Mishnah doesn't have the Gemara. What about they ask a Braisa? So the answer is, oh, he didn't know that Braisa. He didn't have to know every Braisa. That's exactly what the word Braisa means, outside. They weren't in the corpus of Halacha. They were outside. There are Halachas that we have today that are only learned from Braisas. They're not mentioned in Mishnayot at all. To say it's not Ikar, it's a little funny. It's not so true. There are halachas that we have today, to this day, that are not in Mishnayot. They're only in Brises. Why didn't Rebbe write them in the Mishnayot? We don't know. We don't know what his cheshen was. It's just very interesting that Rashi says all that. Very interesting. Anyway, El Reb Zera, my time alone with Rabba, Sataka. So why did Reb Zera not learn like Rabba? Why did he ask a question from the Mishnah and get into a Brisa, as opposed to the Mishnah and get into the Mishnah above Metzia? Amalach. Because exactly Yossi's point. Mi katani ha'amar tenu v'nosin tafil uzman meruba. Does the Mishnah say anything like that? The Mishnah doesn't say a word like that. Does the Mishnah say to give it even after a long time? Dilma ha. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah doesn't say anything. The Mishnah is written in the negative. Hareze lo yachzir. Don't return it. Shani Omar, because I say, kosvin hayu, it was written, v'nimachalei shalol atman. He changed his mind not to give it. Does it say anything about giving it? Doesn't say a word. The Mishnah in Gittin says, if you find it right away, give it. The Braisa says that if the husband says, I wanted it to do it, give it. They both talk about giving it. The Mishnah here in Bava Metzia doesn't say a word. What kind of diuk is that? Right? It's very compelling. You chapped it right away. Where are we? Mi katani ha'amar tenu nosnin, tafil uzman meruba? Right? Dilma ha'amar tenu nosnin. Maybe ula'olam kidekayim la'alter. Maybe then Brisa means, the Mishnah means to say only right away also. You made a dig like that, the Mishnah doesn't say a word. The Mishnah is written in the negative. Don't give it. You imply, not only can you give it, but you can even give it after a long. How could you even buy that in the Mishnah? That's a very big stretch. Fine. Now, fine. Therefore, Zera said, listen, I love Mishnah as much as the next person, but I couldn't make that kasha from this Mishnah to that Mishnah. This Mishnah doesn't say that. You can't even be medayik it. Now, Lamant Amal Reb Zera, now, we just said that there were two versions, two pshatim in Reb Zera. Either he argued on Rabba or he agreed with Rabba. So, Lamant Amal Reb Zera, Makam Shesh Matsuyos, Tafa Gafshu, Luchasakun, Shnei Yosef, Ben Shimon, Upuligi de Rabba. So, Maika Miflagi. So, what's the machlokas about? Why is Reb Zera so machmer? Right? So the Gemara says, Rav itself, our diktani, Rav hold, call Maisa Bezdin, Hareza Yachzir. Any Maisa Bezdin, you can return. Why? Tishtachach Bezdin Askinan. We're talking about it happened in Bezdin. You found it in Bezdin, Ubezdin, Makam Sheyash Matsuyos. And Bezdin is a place where there's a lot of people. Vahushahuchzaku, Lo Yachzir. If there's a mukzak that it's a problem, that there's other people with the same names, obviously you can't return it. Lo Huchzaku, if it's not a problem, Yachzir, you can return it. Reb Zera Amalach. Reb Zera will say, no. Mikatani kol ma'isa bezdin shenimtzu. Mikatani kol ma'isa bezdin shenimtzu bebezdin. Kol ma'isa bezdin yachzer katani. Ul olam deshtakach habroi. Even if it's found outside, it doesn't have to be found in the courthouse. Only if it's found in the hall. What if it's found in the parking lot? Says Reb Zera, what kind of distinction is that? That's not a fair distinction. It doesn't make a difference where you find it. The key isn't where it's found. The key is who issued that document. If a document issued by Bezdin, I don't care if it's found in a parking lot, like you found down the street, found in the coffee shop around the corner. It doesn't make a difference. Once it's found, you have a chashash. Why? Because the Bezdin's a busy place. Therefore, I'm much more machmer than Rabba. I'm much more suspicious. It doesn't have to be found Bedavka in the hall. Anywhere it's found, as long as it's a Maisa Bezdin, how could it be returned? It could be somebody else's. Now, Rabbi Yirmi Amar, a different answer. Kigon, for example, the Ka'amri Edim, Mi'olam lo chasamnu, Ela al get echad, Shayosef ben Shimon. The Edim say, we only signed one document with Yosef ben Shimon on it. What do you want from us? We only signed one document. We didn't sign two. That's what your point was. Ihachi, if that's true, Ma'ala Memra, so what's the Chiddush? The Edim say, we only signed one document. I don't care that we have the same name as other people. We only signed one. So the Gemara says exactly the problem. Maybe those Edim, you're right, we only signed one document. But we don't know which document now. We signed one, they have the exact same name as us, the parties have the same names, so I don't know which one it was. Right? Kamash Malan, therefore... But we're not choshish for that. We're not choshish for that. Right. Come at the exact same second. Ravashi Amar, another answer, which is going to be something we've been saying all along. Kigon, for example, the Ka'amar guy says, I just want to finish, Nekev Yeshli Bitzad Os Plonis. I have a hole in one of the letters. I put a hole, there's a test, and I made a hole in the test. It's a simon that is mine. Right? Bedafka Bitzad Os Plonis. You have to say which letter in which word. You have to be very specific. Aval nekev ba'alma? Look, a nekev ba'alma? Just a hole? A lot of cloth have holes. That wouldn't be impressive. You have to say which letter, then we know it's yours. Ravashi, mesapkele, simonim, I da'oraisa, I da'rabanan. Ravashi wasn't sure, we're going to have this in the next perek, if a simon was a da'oraisa or da'rabanan. So therefore what? In other words, really, a simon's no good. But, a guy walking down the street, you pick up a wallet, no name in it, and a guy's going to give you a simon, so what's the downside to return it to him? You're losing money. But he has a simon, he has all these simonim. So even if a simon's the Rabbanon, for money, for Issa Behetta, I wasn't sure. Therefore, to matter a woman, based on a simon. But you have such a specific simon, he would have said it's fine. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. I don't have a minion. I don't have a minion.
Relax.
No, I'm saying you say cash.